I'm going to say that the headlines for the Cleveland Browns are exciting. And if you're a Browns fan, I get it. I totally get it. You want to buy in. You want to be excited. You want to be thinking about the what the future might bring. One of the most talented rosters in the NFL, according to a guy that I really respect in Gil Brandt. I'm just thinking of guys like Baker Mayfield and Myles Garrett and Odell Beckham Jr. and Jarvis Landry. I mean, there's a lot of things to like about the Cleveland Browns. I worry about a rookie head coach trying to put all these pieces together on the fly in a first year where there's so much. I love Nick Chubb's game and loved watching him play at the University of Georgia, and I wish him nothing but success. He's a really fine young man. I mean, there's so many things to like about the Cleveland Browns, but it worries me when people in NFL circles are saying, like, the Browns and the Saints on a most talented roster. Right now, most talented rosters in the NFL, Chiefs 7, Saints 8, Cleveland 9. What it does is it puts, and the Colts 10. And by the way, I like the Colts roster top to bottom. I think it's one of the best aspiring up-and-coming rosters in the NFL. So I love what they've got cooking. But the pressure on the Browns right now, the pressure on them to win. I got a young intern working with me this week, young man who might someday aspire to take my job. Maybe by the end of the week, he's going to be convinced to do so. And I asked him earlier, I said, Thomas, what do you like about the Browns? I said, do you like about the Browns? He goes, oh, I love watching Baker Mayfield. I'm like, who doesn't? I love watching Baker Mayfield, too. For you Cleveland fans, this is exciting. With Odell Beckham Jr. and Nick Chubb and Baker Mayfield, you've got so much promise and so much potential. But the problem comes is that then that brings a whole level of expectation. And what if that team starts 2-4? Does the weight of expectation start to play on young players who haven't really accomplished anything? And does it put immense pressure on them that then causes them to break, fold, fracture? And honestly, with Baker Mayfield, I think he needs to worry a little less about Colin Cowherd and opinions that he puts out there. You know who I never hear answer an opinion that Jim Rome has or Colin Cowherd has or, you know, John Kincaid has? You know who doesn't answer those people? Drew Brees, Tom Brady, Matt Ryan, Carson Wentz. I don't know. I'll just throw quarterbacks out there. Now, I've told you all along, Aaron Rodgers, I believe, has such big rabbit ears, they have to, like, custom fit a helmet for him in Green Bay. He hears everything that's said about him. Everything is a slight. Every little thing is a subtle jab at somebody, even his head coach, and we've already seen that with Matt LaFleur. But for Baker Mayfield, Baker, don't be that guy. You have so much potential here to have an amazing run in Cleveland. Let's stop talking and just go out there and produce. Because you are one of the, like, price of admission guys in the NFL right now. And it's so exciting. Cleveland, I think you've got a very exciting year ahead of you. But I'm just wondering whether 2019's the year or 2020's the year. And we will have our NFL preseason evaluation starting in just a few weeks here on the John Kincaid Show. So we'll have an opportunity for you to be able to hear about it. So, what are the headline stories right now in Major League Baseball? It's honestly a snooze fest right now. What are the headline stories right now? Anthony Piano is a big baseball fan. What are the things, Anthony, that would get baseball fans all around the country buzzing, sort of like NBA free agency is? What would get fans buzzing?
There is nothing.
I mean, there really isn't there?
No.
I'm trying to dig right now and figure out what are the stories that gets everybody. Does it get everybody buzzing that the Dodgers may go to a third consecutive World Series? The Braves are an exciting story, but I think the Braves are an exciting young team that is. It's a very big story here in Atlanta.
Baseball is all regional.
It really is. I mean, there doesn't have the.
There's no major national topic.
There's nothing that pulls this thing together. There's nothing that pulls the storylines together in baseball right now. Does anybody now in New York? So if you're listening to the New York version of sports radio, you're right across the hall from WFAN. How much baseball on a daily basis does the fan talk to the fans of New York? Like, would you say percentage wise?
Right now going on?
Yes. Yeah. Percentage-wise, 30%, 40%, 50%, what is it?
Yeah, I'd probably say more than that, honestly.
Really?
Yeah.
So they're talking more Yankee, like on a day-to-day Yankee baseball.
Yes, absolutely.
I can tell you with the Braves right now, it's about the same. But nationally, do you ever have one of the hosts come in and everything and people clamoring to talk Yankee baseball? Like, it's all regional. On 680 The Fan, where I work Monday through Friday, and where we broadcast the John Kincaid Show out of, I mean, Braves talk right now is on fire. People are so excited about this young Braves team.
Because, yeah, I mean, if you came in to want to talk about the Yankees today, it's not going to interest an national audience.
Right. But you know what we can do? We can talk about the Patriots. We can talk about the Lakers. We can talk about, you know what I mean? We can talk about teams that play in other markets and store, they create such, you know, we can talk about the Toronto Raptors on national radio and have people intrigued. Does Kawhi stay? Does Kawhi go? Do the Raptors have, the Raptors fall out of the Eastern Conference? Are they not a playoff team if Kawhi Leonard hits the road? Could the Clippers become an exciting team? This is what the Major League Baseball is missing right now. We can pick teams in the NBA and talk about them.
And people will call.
We talked about the New Orleans Pelicans. And people called. The New Orleans Pelicans have never done a thing other than a really smart move and hiring my buddy Todd Graffinini as their new voice. He's awesome. You're gonna love Graff. He is fun. He's enthusiastic. He's gonna love it. He's gonna be their new play-by-play guy. Other than that, they've done nothing. And it's but America cares about them now because of Zion Williamson. Major League Baseball needs that. I don't know, a reset button? Its biggest stars are relatively anonymous. Is Mike Trout the best player? Is he the best player out there in Major League Baseball? If Mike Trout's the best player in Major League Baseball, and the majority of fans across the country couldn't even tell you what his voice sounds like, couldn't even tell you anything about him. And that's bad for the sport. Baseball has so many exciting stories to tell. They just don't really, haven't found a way in a vehicle to be able to get the people excited about them. And it's July, and instead of baseball owning the headlines, baseball finds themselves now waiting for the NBA's offseason and free agency to begin. And then you know what happens? Right after NBA free agency, we start talking about NFL training camps being open. And you know what happens? The little booster seat in the back, that's where Major League Baseball talk sits. So you get it in its booster seat and you seatbelt it in. And it's along for the ride.